At 6:06, we have rain and 66 degrees in Tulsa, warming to 85 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A preliminary hearing is expected to get underway today in Tulsa County District Court. Our Marshall Stewart reports it is for two suspects in the murder of four women. Homicides that took place last winter.
The defense attorney for one of two brothers accused of shooting four women to death in January plans to call witnesses during their preliminary hearing. He claims their testimony will point to other suspects in the killings. John Eccles says his client, Cedric Poor, had nothing to do with the killings of 23-year-old twins Rebecca Powell and Katie Melchor, 33-year-old Misty Nunley, and 55-year-old Julie Jackson. The four were found tied up and shot in the head. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics and Tulsa's Covanta Energy are celebrating 2 years of a partnership. It began as an alternative to people having a large stockpile of unused medication. Spokesman for the Bureau, Mark Woodward, says so far it's been a win-win situation.
At no cost to us or the state of Oklahoma, they will gladly destroy the medicine at their facility in Tulsa. And at the same time, they're going to convert that waste material into clean energy. And so it's been a wonderful partnership. And over the last 2 years since we've started doing this, we've collected almost 46,000 pounds of unwanted home medicine.
He says many lives have been saved thanks to the public's effort to get rid of old medicine and to safely destroy it with Covanta Energy's trash-to-energy plant on West Tulsa. There are 138 disposal boxes statewide. The director of the Oklahoma Ethics Commission says an audit of the agency has found no financial irregularities. The audit was requested by Governor Fallon following the resignation in November of longtime ethics director Marilyn Hughes, and it covered the period from July 2009 through November. Such audits are considered routine when an agency head leaves. Progress as promised. We've all seen the signs around town, mostly at street projects, but one Tulsa City Councilor thinks the names of the nine city councilors should be on that sign. Right now, the signs just have the mayor's name. Councilor Jack Henderson.
We got it done, the mayor and the council, so I just would like to request that the names be put back so people will know that it's a team effort here.
Henderson says the mayor is not alone when making promises to taxpayers. Two people are killed on a Wagner County road north of Coweta. The crash happened yesterday afternoon. An oncoming car crossed the center and slammed into a motorcycle. The motorcycle rider and his passenger were killed. Oklahoma may have won its water war with Texas, but there is a new fight developing. It is rural versus urban. Western parts of the state are developing new ways to conserve water.
For the past 40 years, they've cut water use by 60%, but increased their production by 40%. At the same time, Oklahoma City's moved from 155 gallons per person to 185 gallons.
Here in Tulsa, the number is closer to 100 gallons per person. That is State Representative Gus Blackwell. He is urging urban areas to get serious about water conservation. Our weather forecast, a little water for you this morning. Showers and thunderstorms should be tapering off by lunchtime. We should have a high of 85. Tonight, a slight chance of rain, 67 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, rain chances are back to 50% and a high of 88. National Weather Service radar shows the rain moving toward the northwest, away from the Tulsa area right now. The back edge of the precipitation moving through the city. Right now in Tulsa, we do have rain and 66 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.